Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
Welcome to day 41 of Joshua, Volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is Pasture Lands of Provisions. Charles Swindoll said, "The matters we or the world might consider trivial, he cares about and wants to remedy. He longs to relieve our worries and has promised to supply our most fundamental needs." Charles Spurgeon said, "God's heart, not mine, is the measure of his giving, not my capacity to receive, but his capacity to give." Our text today is Joshua 21, 41 through 42. "The cities of the Levites in the midst of the possession of the people of Israel were in all 48 cities with their pasture lands. These cities each had its pasture lands around it, so it was with all these cities." Joshua 21 highlights the 48 cities in ancient Israel set aside for the tribe of Levi. Joshua 20 revealed that 6 of those 48 cities were designated as cities of refuge. As you'll recall, the Levites were not allocated their own territory when the Israelites entered the Promised Land. God would be their inheritance, but they would need a place to live while they ministered to God's people. In Joshua 21, we find the word pasture lands 56 times in 45 verses. Scripture is incredibly repetitive when it comes to describing the provisions God has in store for the Levites. In the Expositor's Bible Commentary, Ronald B. Allen shares the meaning of these pasture lands. "The Levites are to be given cities along with adjacent open areas for pasture and farming activities. The term pasture lands is migras, from the verb geras, which means to drive out. This word includes open land for agriculture, as well as for herds and flocks. These cities will be for their habitation, and the surrounding area will be for their use." Numbers 35, 2 through 5 detailed God's command to Moses concerning the Levitical cities and their pasture lands. It reads, "Command the people of Israel to give to the Levites from their property certain towns to live in, along with the surrounding pasture lands. These towns will be for the Levites to live in, and the surrounding lands will provide pasture for their cattle, flocks, and other livestock. The pasture land assigned to the Levites around these towns will extend 1,500 feet from the town walls in every direction. Measure off 3,000 feet outside the walls in every direction, east, south, west, and north, with the towns at the center. This area will serve as the larger pasture land for the towns." The specific details of these pasture lands display the way God provides abundantly for his people. Every Levitical city had a pasture land so that the Levites could have the provisions of their flocks. The pasture land would extend 1,500 feet from the town walls, but measure 3,000 feet from the outside wall in every direction. So, for over a quarter of a mile, the land would be provided in every direction from the city wall. In addition, land would be cleared and ready for pasture another additional quarter mile in every direction. The reason behind these instructions is simple. As the city grew, more flocks would be needed to provide for their food. God gave them the pasture lands for provisions, but then he factored in expansion room whenever the city was blessed with growth. The instructions called for measuring the pasture land off the city walls. Therefore, if the city grew too large in population, the walls would be taken down, moved out, and rebuilt. If the walls were lengthened, the pasture lands would be enlarged. It is just like God to give room for his blessings. God not only provides greatly for his people, he gives them room to grow into all that he has in store for them. Questions. In what specific ways has God abundantly provided for your needs? How has he blessed you with room for his future blessings? What do the pasture land regulations demonstrate about the character of God? In what ways does God supply the Levites with provision for sustainable economic growth? How does Psalm 23:1-2 relate to today's scripture? It reads, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters." Pray with me. Lord, thank you so much for the way that you provide for us. Thank you for thinking ahead about future growth. We pray that we'll have the faith to trust you in times where we can't always see what that plan is. And teach us how to lean into your plan and trust that it will work out for our best. In Christ's name, amen.